So you have a parenting plan in place, a custody plan or parenting plan. You have an agreement in place on how you and the other parent and how you're going to exercise custody and time sharing, and you don't want to violate it. Hi, my name is attorney Anthony Spratley. I'm the owner and founder of Genus Law Group here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where we practice divorce and family custody law throughout the state of New Mexico. Now, you have an agreement with the other parent on how you're going to parent your children, right? Let's say you have two children, you're on a 50-50 time sharing, you do your exchanges on one Friday to the next Friday, everything is great, you know, and all of a sudden something happens and things fall off the rails, right? What's going on? You're asking. Things are going so great. What's happening in my case? Or another way to ask is, how do I prevent this from happening, right? And so there are some key things that you need to remember when it comes to your custody agreements to make sure, you know, they don't fall off the rails. Like, one is, you need to be an effective co-parent. Now, some of you will need co-parenting classes, right, to be able to learn how to effectively communicate with the other parent on raising your child. And you're going to want to have the same information if you go to like a co-parenting class. You don't have to go together. You can do it online, but you're going to want to have the same information so that you can have a united front when you're parenting your child. Because let's face it, during divorce, you know, the children are, especially at 50-50, I'm going to talk about 50-50 because it's the easiest to talk about and why it's also the hardest actually in a custody agreement. But in a 50-50 custody arrangement, both of you need to be able to communicate effectively because your child is living half their life in each other's homes, right? And their life isn't going to stop. Your life isn't going to stop. So they're going to get sick. They're going to start out sick in one house and wind up getting better in the other, right? I mean, those things just happen. In COVID-19, there's, you know, going to be COVID-19 that's going to, you know, as they're transferring between one household to the next, right? Exercising those protocols. And so in order to effectively parent, you need to be able to communicate about those things. If you don't, that may cause your custody plan agreement to fall off the rails, right? Lack of communication, because 50-50 is hard, right? Co-parenting is hard. If you can't communicate about the basic things, you're going to have some challenges when it comes to the big things as well, right? And remember, in your custody agreement as well, another reason why things fall off the rails is the other parent is being unreasonable in the other parent's request to maybe modify the plan on a temporary basis. Say, for instance, if you have a special trip coming up and you need to take that child out of town for a wedding or something like that, and maybe it's not your weekend, and the other parent is being unreasonable by letting you make this one minor modification for that one short amount of time for that month, then sometimes relationships between the two parents deteriorate because the other parent thinks that they're being unreasonable or whatever. Just remember that the parenting plan, your custody agreement, establishes the minimal guidelines that you must follow with regards to your plan. It doesn't have to be so stringent, right, so rigid, excuse me, that you cannot modify your plan even temporarily, right? Don't be afraid to do that, because if you do that, then it allows that inflexibility in the plan, and that's not the purpose of it, right? You want some flexibility so that when things come up, you can give the other person some opportunity to do things outside of the agreement, and so that you're not afraid that you're changing or modifying the custody agreement as well. And the last thing I want to talk about, a problem that people run into with custody plans or agreements, is that plan that I talked about that can be flexible, sometimes it's too flexible, right? Let's say if there is a 50-50 time sharing arrangement and the one parent that has 50-50 decides, well, I'm too busy, I only want the kid one day a week instead of their full 7 days. And so the other parent is there with the child for 13 days and then with the other parent for one and 13 and one. Well, obviously that's not what the parents originally agreed to. And then obviously the child's expectation is to spend time with the other parent. And so if you make a major change in your plan without formally changing that plan, it could create some problems in the future when the other parent's like, hey, wait a minute, the child's spending more time with me. It could affect child support, right? Because of that major change, because now the child isn't going between both households equally. and the other parent is spending more time with the child, it could affect child support, the child support calculation obligation, just because the other parent isn't actually pulling their weight and providing financial support. So that could create a problem in your custody plan if you're not following the time sharing agreement. So I talked about a lot. I talked about the modification, being flexible as far as the custody plan goes. I talked about the communication between both parents to be successful in your custody and your parenting plan. I also talked about not changing your custody plan to the point where it establishes a new status quo to where it could create some problems with your parenting plan and also with your support obligation as well. If you need more information about your custody plan and whether or not it needs to be changed or modified, you can find out more content at our family law website at genuslawgroup.com. You can also get more family law content at our Apple Podcasts at your Protect Your Success podcast. Thank you.